we talked about this already, like, what's all around the outside of town here? The big, tall, beautiful
mountains.
Right, okay. And then what's something kind of like a mountain, but maybe not quite the same?
Just a hill.
Hills. Now, are those the same as mountains, or are they different?
They're smaller. Hills are smaller than the mountains.
Do you call them anything else besides hills?
No, just mountains and hills.
Have you ever heard of a draw?
Yeah. It's between the hills, and between hills there'll be draws, they call them. It's just like a path, you know.
Oh.
They'll say that's a draw.
Oh, I've never heard that.
Yeah.
Okay, is a canyon a kind of a draw?
Yeah, it's kind of, only it's a canyon is bigger than a draw. It's larger.
Okay. And then, what about, have you ever seen a waterfall?
Yes, I've seen waterfall up the Provo Canyon.
Do they call this anything besides a waterfall?
No.
Okay. And then, have you heard of white water?
White water. Is it, I don't know, it's just that water that falls down and looks white, isn't it? Like foam?
Like, oh, okay, maybe so. Yeah, like you find up in the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, and then we talked about this too. What are the, like, what's a rose? A carnation? Those are different kinds of
flowers.
Okay. And do you have different kinds of wildflowers around here?
Well, maybe up in the hills they'll have, like, bluebells and red shawls, things like that. Dandelions, they have all those.
I don't think I've ever seen a red shawl.
They're pretty.
Yeah? Okay, and then, okay, what's the difference between a rock and a stone?
Well, a stone, I think, is smoother than a rock. That's,
is one bigger than the other?
Well, rocks are, some rocks get really big. I guess there's some stones that's big, too, but I imagine the stone is really a lot smoother than the rock or rough.
Okay. Okay, and then I'm going to switch over and quit talking about the mountains and things for a minute. Okay, do you know a name for a child that maybe isn't recognized by their father?
An orphan? Or
okay.
It wouldn't be an orphan, it'd be, what would they call him? You mean the father don't claim him?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then after, do you know a name for that? Or?
I don't know what they call him.
Okay. And then, after there's a wedding and maybe they have a party?
Reception.
Okay, and then what about, like, if all the people come and just kind of cheer on the bride and groom, do they have a name for that?
What do they call it?
Have you heard of chivalry?
Chivalry, yeah, that's what they do.
Have you ever done that for anyone?
Yes. Years ago, we used to. When we was children, you know, and somebody get married, we'd go pound on cans, and they'd come out and give you nickels or dimes.
So you
that
do
was
it
in the
after
olden days.
Married.
Yeah, after they was married. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was, Lord, they don't do that anymore, but
no? They
used to. I remember that.
Mm. Sounds like a fun tradition.
It used to be fun. They'd have to come out because they'd keep it up, you know, till they did.
They'd give you money to
get you to go
they'd away.
Give you money to go. Bunch you'd get together, bunch of children would get together and get tin cans and things to pound on. And, yeah, they'd call it chivalry.
Okay. Okay, and then how about maybe some different musical instruments that people play?